You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's a fabric, but it's also a band. Introducing you to the world of polyester. Polyester, it used to be known as Kip McGrath, and with us in the studio, Amelia from Polyester, and I've asked her to play her own intro, Cold, improvised introduction, on the Fugitone, Six.
Hey! Hey!
Woo!
Hello, it's me.
Hi. I knew it was you from your introduction.
I'm always here on the radio.
Do you have a follow-up, sort of just a little...
A flourish?
A sting? It's a beautiful... That's a good ID. The instrument you're playing too, I think it's important we remind people of the instrument you're playing. It's
the Fujitone 6, the handy dandy. I played it on stage for a little while before it got too embarrassing.
Is that because of its Skittles coloured buttons or its gutsy?
Well, it's a. I mean, I could go into much detail about this keyboard. It's like a refacing of a Yamaha.
Right. Quad bike.
So I think it's like, some terrible brand bought the innards of a Yamaha keyboard and then turned it into this weird thing.
Just paint a picture. It's a charcoal brown and it has
bordering on hot beige.
Janky, almost pastel buttons.
I would say full pastel for the green. The green ones are pastel. The orange ones are a bit like...
Automatic or manual?
Mate, the bloody clutch goes like a dream. It's like, rum, rum, rum,
beep,
rum,
beep,
rum, rum,
rum. Hard out. Got any good car music? It's done really. I'm testing you now. That's like if Knight Rider was an Austin Princess.
I don't know how to play cars by Gary Newman.
They're all too young. So, Amelia, tell us about Polyester's new single that we're about to play for the very first time.
It's been a very emotional experience for me.
I want you to feel that you are somewhere safe where you can talk about these things. We're interested and we care.
Oh, I mean, really?
Yes, yes.
That makes me nervous, you being so earnest, Mikey. It's not like you. I feel like you're about to play a terrible prank on me.
Please, continue.
It's a song called...
We're listening.
Song What I...
Still listening now to what you're saying.
Song What I Wrote. It's called Different for a Boy.
Okay, so discuss.
Well... I was in my bed.
If you need to chuck some music in there, little diddlies or anything.
There's a little taster.
In my bed. Oh, I can see that, yeah. Bed music. That's creative bed music.
No, that's how the song goes. I was in my bed.
Spoilers.
I was in my undies. I'd been listening to a lot of Madonna and Carly Rae Jepsen, and I picked up the guitar and just flowed out of me, Mikey.
How long were you in bed for before the flow started?
About 30 hours.
Good stint. It's dedication to the craft, isn't it? To go, I know that if I stick with this for 30 hours, something will come.
There was 30 hours of not much, and then there was just a moment of inspiration. As I say, it just flowed out of me. It just immediately... I've just got the touch.
How does it work with the rest of the band though? Because do they just go, what flowed out of you today, or do you sort of go, witness the fitness, y'all?
Well, I basically bring a really terrible demo of me. Wait, I'll show you what it sounds like.
So take us back to that moment when you realized.
So it's like I couldn't sleep. I had to find you, the beat from my heart, the lights in my rear view, open your eyes. It's like that. Yeah. The band go, oh yeah, I can hear something in there. And I go, it's all in my mind. It's not coming out of my mouth or hands, but it is in my brain. And so together we birthed the song.
It's like if you cut a porthole into the side of a cow or something to see its inner workings. It's a very rare treat.
I believe that's called a fistula, Mikey.
Okay.
It's a real thing.
Is that when they need to check their stomach for things?
It's when
they need to put a porthole in a cow, really.
Their stomach. They take like enzymes and stuff out. Anyway,
they kill enough cows.
I'm a vegetarian. I don't indulge in that kind of behavior.
Exactly. So you're not thinking about portholes and cows when you're writing a song like this, are you?
Sometimes.
Well, where are you? Or I don't know. I'm not there.
No. I mean, this song basically was me coming out to my band as trans. This is why it's very emotional for me.
Just you're safe here.
Thank you. So basically,
how did that go, by the way?
With the band?
Yeah.
Very well. They're all very lovely.
Awesome. So that's good. That's moving on. That's great, isn't it?
I mean,
sort of like an ideal response. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you know, with, you know, four other people who you have to spend many, many, many hours with most days, it's fairly casual.
If you love your craft.
They weren't that surprised, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. Not like okay. My mum. Anyway.
Surely there's a thing for that, surely. Not like my mum.
Anyway, yes.
On your mum.
So I take the song to the band, and if this in this particular song, Sylvia forced me to sit there and rewrite some of the lyrics until she thought they weren't shit.
So that's what being in a band's all about, though, isn't it?
Yep.
It's confronting constructive criticism. Abruptly,
some of the members of the band said, "What is this? Some kind of pop punk song?" And then played it.
We don't know who you are anymore.
As a pop punk song, which was very distressing for me. But eventually, we got there.
And Sylvia is your vocalist, yeah.
Yeah, Sylvia is the heart and soul.
What about the others who aren't the heart and soul? Should we name them?
I mean, they're all really the heart and soul.
Yeah, I was going to say.
There's Grelge, our genius of a bass player. There's Tane, our genius of a guitarist. And there's Kiria, our genius of a drummer. Although he actually can do everything. So I feel bad calling him a drummer, but...
You're just a bunch of frustrating, multi-talented people, right?
Mainly Kiria. He's the best at the most things. Yeah.
Does he sort of wait for the rest of you to catch up?
You know.
Just politely waiting for you to get it, sort of thing.
We're like a rat king, you know.
You feed together, you move as one.
There was some kind of situation.
I like the way that's when Sigrid just walked off.
There was some kind of situation happened. Well, maybe we got caught in something sticky. Our tails became matted together, and now we think as one.
Hive mind.
Yeah, it's really yeah.
Well, this is what I was going to say, because as a band, it's Even Stevens. You're working as a team, and when somebody comes in to alter these, what are the very personal lyrics for you?
Yes.
I guess you just have to stand back and accept their changes that they want to make, and then and then constructively criticize them.
To be fair, the lyric that Sylvia wanted changed was pretty shit. And it's better
so,
now.
So it was constructive criticism.
It was constructive feedback. Yeah.
So if listeners want to see the Rat King in action, where is the next time you're playing?
They're going to have to go to the Laneway Festival.
Laneway?
What? Never even heard
festival.
Of that. Must be in some new up-and-coming festival that's in Albert Park.
It's nestled in the verdant and lush surroundings of the Albert Park precinct.
That's
and
a good
it
place
features
for
all kinds of excellent music. And I write the ads here at BFM, so...
No, you don't. What are you talking about? No, you don't.
Sometimes. Always. I'm sorry.
They definitely get some applause.
Aww.
Sorry. Shut up, man. Do you think that, you're excited about Laneway? Look at that lineup. Look at your nestled smack dab in the guts of that lineup there. Polyester.
Everyone else is very excited. I'm kind of terrified. Because
rightfully so, too. You'll be judged by everybody there.
I know.
Everyone.
Conan Moccasin standing side of stage, giving you an eyebrow.
I'm just trying to
giving
figure
you an
out.
Eyebrow, going, "Don't be too weird."
Don't be too weird. That's my thing.
I want to, because usually I'm all just like doing sex eyes and winking at the audience. But when there's that many people,
yeah, but focus on the job at hand, or is that the job at hand?
That's
know?
The so main. Yeah. I
that's
mean,
a good point. Sorry.
It's not about the music. It's about the look. You know, it's about the feel of it. Yeah, it's about the little sax licks. You know what I mean?
Just licking that sax.
Are there any sax licks in the new single?
We're about to play the new single for the first time.
Not in the new single, but potentially on the album. Okay. We're looking into some things. We're pursuing various avenues.
Few irons in the fire, a lot of options still open. Yeah.
Yeah.
Amelia, would you like to? Would you like to announce this first play, this global first play, of your new single? That's so personal to you.
Okay.
And it was very, we're very proud to play it here on the 95 BFM Breakfast Show, on the Mike Havoc Breakfast Show. Please, if you will.
This is Different for a Boy by local group Polyester.
Hey, God, I'm going to see them at Laneway.
Ooh, it's the first spin of this one. That's a bit special.
BFO. Different for a Boy by Polyester. That was the first time it's ever been played in the whole wide world. Perhaps maybe you're going, what is this laneway thing? St. Jerome's Laneway Fest, St. Jerome's, St. Jerome's Laneway Festival 18. Sarah, can you shine some light onto this festival for us, please?
It's just you go along to Albert Park and you pay your ticket and you can hang out.
Pay your ticket.
Pay your ticket. You can eat some foods, drink some drinks. And
Are there any bands on?
Oh, I think so. Aldous Harding, Amy Shark, Anderson Park and the Free Nationals, Bad Bad Not Good, Bank, Billie Eilish, Bonobo, Conor Moccasin, Dee Dee Dumbo, Die Die Die, Father John, Misty, Loyal Kana, Mac DeMarco, Mellow Downs, Moses Sumney, Polyester Pond, Rolling Blackouts, Coastal Fever, Alex G, Slow Dive, Sylvan Esso, The Internet, War on Drugs, Tokyo Monster, Unitone, High Five, Wolf, Alice, Julie Byrne, Wax Chattels and No Sleep.
Oh, it's on the 29th of January. Albert Park. Oh, that's a shame. I won't be able to go. I've got to go to St. Luke's.
Really?
Shopping centre, do some shopping.
It's Christmas.
Well, I mean, it's not really a lot of what's in that festival, as they call it. I'll change my mind. I'm going to give it a go. I'm going to give it a go. I think it might be more fun than anything else you could do that day ever.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.